and welcome to another episode of the Alaska Beagle Ranch. I'm Dave Dorsey, and I manage the ranch located near Wasilla, Alaska. There are presently 16 beagles and 2 bassets at the ranch right now. Presently, we don't have any beagles for adoption, but we do have 1 basset available for adoption. Acceptance of applications for adoption of the basset named Buster is closed right now, and the selection of an adopter is in process. We generally post on our Facebook page, Alaska Beagle Ranch, when we have a pup up for adoption. The Alaska Beagle Ranch is the only rescue in Alaska dedicated to beagles. Thank you to all our listeners. This week we welcome new international listeners from Sydney, New South Wales, and Maidstone, England. In the U.S., we have new listeners from Robertsdale, Alabama, and the city where I was born and raised, Baltimore, Maryland. Of course, our largest listener groups are here in Alaska. Welcome, and I hope you like what we have for you here. We do appreciate your support. The Alaska Beagle Ranch has over 1,400 downloads since we started doing our podcast last November. While I'm thinking about it, will you take a moment and write us a review? Tell us what you think, how we are doing, and maybe what you would like to hear more about. Help us get the word out about the Alaska Beagle Ranch. You also can help support our podcast by donating on PayPal at Beagle Ranch 907. Today's podcast is dedicated to Sammy. Sammy came from a good home and went to a good home. Updates at ABR. Charlie, too, has been adopted. Charlie has gone to live with Jasper, who was also adopted from ABR last April. Bentley has gone back to his foster, who came back from vacation. Buster, a 4-year-old basset, has come to the ranch, and his adoption selection is in process. And Penny, a 1-year-old beagle mix, is at the ranch and will be available for adoption after being vetted. On Saturday, this past Saturday, Alaska Beagle Ranch was 1 year old. Okay, now, I have a lot of beagles to caretake, but it can be easy if you have a list and stay organized. If you have 1 or 2 beagles, obviously it's a lot easier, but these following tips should be done. I'll also say my 2 cents on a few of them. 16 tips on how to take good care of a beagle. And I hope I don't tear this name up too bad, but it's by Igoyo Kea of PetCreeks.com. I probably did chop that up pretty good. People ask how to take care of a beagle. Let's find out together. Are you a proud owner of a beagle? These charming pups are known for their loyalty and playful nature, making them popular choice for families. But taking care of a beagle is no easy task. From training to exercise and beyond, there's a lot to consider. In this post, we'll share some top tips for providing the best care for your furry friend. How to take good care of a beagle. Here are the common and best ways to take care of a beagle and keep them healthy and happy. Number 1, regular medical checkups. This is the best way to take care of a beagle because beagles come with a variety of genetic diseases, including intervertebral disease, hip dysplasia, epilepsy, as well as hypothyroidism. Your beagle's health should be paramount to you to avoid unnecessary behaviors and expenses occurring as a result of your ignoring the medical attention you should be giving to your beagle. Regular checkups will help you figure out an illness before the illness even comes up, and this check will help you beat all genetic diseases and environmental diseases also. Number 2, regular brushing. Grooming your beagle is one of the best ways to take care of your beagle, as it is important to help prevent unnecessary shedding. Here are some steps you can follow to properly brush your beagle's hair. Number 1, start by using a slicker brush or a pin brush to remove any tangles or mats in their coat. Be sure to brush in the direction of hair growth to avoid pulling their hair. Number two, once you've removed any tangles or mats, switch to a bristle brush to remove any loose hair or dirt. Use long sweeping strokes to brush your beagle's coat from head to tail. Number three, pay special attention to their underbelly and their legs, as these areas tend to collect dirt and debris. Number four, depending on your beagle's shedding level, you may need to brush them daily or every few days to keep their coat healthy and free from mats or tangles. Number five, be sure to give your beagle plenty of love and praise while grooming them, making the experience positive and enjoyable for both of you. Number three, trim your beagle's nails. Trimming your beagle's nails can prevent discomfort and injury caused by nails that are too long. Here are the steps to trim your beagle's nails. 1. Get a good quality nail clipper that fits the size of your beagle's nails. Don't buy those cheapo ones. They hurt, they break, they're frustrating. Just spend the money first time out. Get a good one. Get the right size one and make this easy on both you and your pup. Number 2. Hold your beagle's paw firmly but gently. Don't play tug of war with them. Number 3. Position the nail clipper midway between the quick, the pink part of the nail, and the tip of the nail. Number 4. Clip the nail in one smooth motion, being careful not to cut the quick. Number 5. If you accidentally cut the quick, apply styptic powder or cornstarch to the nail to stop any bleeding. Number 6. File each nail with a nail file or emery board to remove any rough edges. It is important to note that if your beagle has dark nails, it may be difficult to see where the quick is located. In this case, it's best to trim only small amounts of the nail at a time until you see a black dot in the center of the nail, indicating that you are getting close to the quick. I am a little shy on cutting black nails where I can't see where the quick is at, and I'll generally take my pups into the vet to have them trimmed, or you can take them to a groomer to have them trimmed. Beagles should have their nails trimmed once every month or as needed. I got some that seem like they never need them trimmed, and then I got some it seems like I'm trimming them every couple weeks, so you just got to keep an eye on it. If you're not comfortable doing it yourself, you can take your beagle to a professional groomer or veterinarian to have their nails trimmed, just like I said a minute ago. There you go. Number 4, brush your beagle's teeth. Brushing your beagle's teeth is an important part of their dental care routine. Here are some steps that you can take to brush your beagle's teeth. Excuse me. Number 1, choose the right toothbrush. Select a soft bristle toothbrush that is specifically designed for dogs. Avoid using human toothbrushes. They may be too hard for your dog's teeth and gums. Number two, choose the right toothpaste. Use a toothpaste that is specifically formulated for dogs. Human toothpaste can be harmful to dogs if swallowed. Number 3. Introduce your beagle to the toothbrush. Let your beagle sniff and explore the toothbrush. Then put a small amount of toothpaste on the toothbrush and let your dog lick it off. Number 4. Brush your dog's teeth gently. Brush your beagle's teeth in circular motions, focusing on the front teeth at first. Be gentle and patient and gradually work your way back to the molars. Number 5. Reward your beagle. Give your beagle a treat or lots of praise after the teeth brushing session. This will help make the experience positive for your dog and encourage good behavior in the future. It is recommended to brush your dog's teeth at least 2 or 3 times a week to prevent periodontal diseases. You may also want to consider dental chews and toys that can help maintain your dog's dental health. Clean your beagle's ears. Cleaning your beagle's ears is an important part of their grooming routine. Here is a general guide on how to clean your beagle's ears. Start by choosing an appropriate ear cleaning solution. You can ask your veterinarian for a recommendation or purchase a solution formulated specifically for dogs. Number two, gather the necessary supplies. This includes cotton balls, gauze, and the ear cleaning solution. Number three, hold your beagle still and place a small amount of the ear cleaning solution into one ear canal. Be sure to follow the package instructions for the recommended amount. Number four, massage the base of your beagle's ears to help distribute the solution and to loosen any dirt or debris. Number five, use a cotton ball or piece of gauze to gently wipe the inside of the ear, being careful not to push debris further into the ear canal. Number six, repeat steps 3 through 5 on the other ear. It's important not to use a cotton swab or any sharp objects in your beagle's ears, as this could cause injury. Additionally, overcleaning your beagle's ears can lead to irritation and infection, so it's recommended to only clean their ears when necessary, typically every 2 to 3 weeks. If your beagle has frequent ear infections or excessive wax buildup, it's best to consult with your veterinarian for further advice. Of the 16 beagles that I have here, I have 4 that need their ears cleaned more regular than the others. The others I mainly do about once a month, and I use pet wipes just to wipe their ears out. They don't seem to have much buildup down in the canal. The others, I got 2 that only have on one side, I think it'd be like the right ear, to where the wax buildup is prominent. And I start out with the wipes, and I'll wipe out their ear real good, get down in the canal where I can. Then I use my ear cleaning solution and some Q-tips to get down in the canal a little bit more, and those crevices, because those ears got those little crevices and canals and stuff like that, or whatever, where the stuff likes to hide. You need to get it out real well. And I got 2 others that grow potatoes in their ears that I have to clean every weekend. As a matter of fact, one of them right now, Charlie, I had to take to the vet earlier this week that it got out of hand, and he got a good yeast infection in his ear and needed some medication from the vet. So anyhow, got to keep those ears clean, man. They can drive you nuts. If you see them shaking their heads a lot, chances are you need to clean those ears, and you need to look out for see if they got an infection. All right, number 7, clean your beagle's paws. To clean your beagle's paws, you can follow these steps. Fill a tub or basin with lukewarm water. Add some pet-friendly shampoo or antifungal solution to the water. Soak your beagle's paws in the solution for a few minutes. Use a washcloth or sponge to gently scrub the paws, paying special attention to the area between the toes. Rinse the paws with clean water. Dry the paws thoroughly with a clean towel. It's important to clean your beagle's paws regularly, especially if they spend a lot of time outdoors or live in a dusty or muddy area. This can help prevent infections and discomfort. Additionally, you can use pet wipes or damp paper towels to clean your beagle's paws daily. I do the pet wipes. It's so much easier using those and get down in the crevice quick and easy. My guys aren't afraid of it. It's just an easy thing to do. Duke 2 was having some problems with yeast infections in between his toes, but keeping those feet wiped down with those paw with those pet wipes really does the trick for sure. Number 7, regular exercise. Beagles are an active breed of dog that is packed with high energy. Be sure to give your beagle a daily routine exercise to keep your beagle fit and healthy. You can get this toy and add some treats to it while your beagle stays busy with it. That's the Kong. Oh, man, my guys love that. I get the large one for my beagles. I fill it up with peanut butter and some treats, and then I put it in the freezer and let it freeze because it makes it last longer and like that. And I tell you, it is a hit. If you're free, take your beagle for a walk. If you're busy, get interactive toys for your beagle. Be sure to give your beagle 10 minutes of good exercise daily. Play the fetch game with your beagle by throwing this toy and telling your beagle to retrieve it, as this will help the proper flow and circulation of blood in your beagle. We spend every day out in the yard. I scoop the poop, and then after that, we're chasing chucket balls. We got some red bones that are squeaky that are hard to tear up that they like that I throw and like that. And we're constantly doing something out in the yard. And I scoop the poop twice a day, once in the morning, not too early, about 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. And, you know, get them to get some exercise. And then again later on in the afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, I scoop again. And then play some chucket ball and throw that red bone around and like that. And they get their exercise and we have fun at the same time. Number 8, feeding your beagle a balanced diet. Giving your beagle a balanced diet is the key to a healthy and happy life for your beagles. Not all dog food is balanced, therefore talk to your vet for the right food. Beagles react to a change of food. Be sure to contact your vet before changing foods. If you must feed home meals, be sure to talk to your vet before giving your beagle homemade food. Also, look out for food that your beagle is allergic to and avoid them at all costs. This can lead to unnecessary shedding in beagles. If you must feed your beagle with wet food, which is more expensive and more nutritious, contact your vet. Give 1 1/2 cups of food split into 2 3-quarter cup meals daily. Do not free feed, that is, do not leave food in a bowl for your beagle to eat as he likes. Beagles will eat as long as the food is available, and this will cause them to become obese. You do have to be careful with beagles. They will overeat and they will pack it on, that's for sure. You know, I've had a couple that we've had to battle the bulge, I guess you could say. Duke 2 is a constant challenge. Zena, she's lost 10 pounds here in the past few months, and she's down to a good weight. She's looking real good. Shiloh's my pride and joy as far as weight loss. He came to me weighing over 60 pounds, and he's down to around 35 pounds, give or take. All of them, you know, if you weigh them regularly, they go up a pound, they go down a pound, and like that. But he generally is around 35 pounds. And he is very food aggressive. So if you put 3 bowls of dog food out, he's going to eat 3 bowls of dog food. That's for sure. All right. Number 9, vaccinate your beagle. There are lots of unnecessary illnesses that can cause your beagle to get sick. It may lead you to spending more time and money on your beagle that can be avoided with vaccination. Be sure to give your beagle all the necessary vaccines that are required yearly, as this will help prevent most illnesses. Also, talk to your vet about the vaccine shots needed for your beagle. Do not overlook all these little things, as they can come back and hurt them. I make sure that all my guys get the kennel cough shot because we're interacting with different dogs frequently and like that. I just don't take the chance. The one that scares me is Parvo. Please get that shot. You know, it's very costly. Chances are you're going to lose your dog. And if you don't, if you spend the money to save your dog, you can spend up to $4,000 or $5,000 easily. So please get all your shots. But specifically, get that Parvo shot for sure. Number 10, bathe your beagle. Bathe your beagle is an important part of the grooming routine, and it is essential to do it properly to avoid any skin or coat problems. Here are the steps on how to bathe your beagle. 1, prepare your supplies, bubble bath, beagle shampoo, towel, bucket, and brush. Brush your beagle's fur to remove any tangles or mats. Number 3, fill the bathtub with a few inches of warm water. Number 4, gently lower your beagle into the bathtub. Number 5, wet your beagle's coat, starting from its neck and working your way down to its tail. Avoid getting water in their ears and eyes. Number 6, apply beagle shampoo to your beagle's coat. Number 7, massage the shampoo into your beagle's coat, making sure to cover all areas. Rinse your beagle's coat with warm water thoroughly. Number 9, condition the coat. This is optional. Number 10, dry your beagle with a towel by patting them gently. It is better not to use a hair dryer since it can burn their skin. Number 11, brush your beagle's coat to remove any remaining tangles. It is recommended to bathe your beagle every 4 to 6 weeks to maintain their cleanliness and their hair coat's general health. But this can vary from one dog to another. My smaller beagles I do in a utility tub down in the laundry room, which is the right size for them. And I got the nozzle there. It's got the long hose on it, and you can have it like a shower spray and everything, and it works out really well. The larger dogs I do in the bathtub, which to me is a little bit of a challenge because I do have some back issues and like that. So I made sure that my shower head has a long hose on it too, so I can bring it down to wash those guys off and everything. I got these gloves that I wear that have little nubbies on them. That helped to scrub them down pretty good. And my guys love that on their back, man. I guess that's an extra for those guys. It feels pretty good. So, number 12, control parasites attacking your beagle. Parasite attacks can hamper the health of your beagle, making them sick and unhappy. To control parasites attacked on your beagle, there are several steps you can take. Practice good hygiene. Clean your beagle's living space regularly, including their bedding, their toys, and any areas where they typically spend time. This can help prevent parasites from taking hold in their environment. Every 2 weeks, I have a beagle laundry day where I wash all their blankets, all their bedding, and like that. And also, we tear down some of them have kennels that they stay in when I leave the house. I'll put them in the kennel. So I clean them down real well, clean all the laundry out inside of them and like that. So we have a thorough clean down to prevent any parasites to be able to survive in any of that. Plus, it makes things smell a little bit better. Use preventive measures. Speak to your veterinarian about using preventive measures such as parasite preventatives, which can help keep your beagle free from fleas, ticks, heartworms, and other parasites. Regularly use parasites control medications as per your vet's guidelines to ensure their efficiency. One of the great things about Alaska, you don't have to worry about fleas and heartworms. You do have to worry about heartworms if your dog comes up from the lower 48 or elsewhere. But if they're born and raised in Alaska, no, you don't. Ticks have just become not popular, but they're finding them in Alaska. They've been recently here in South Central Alaska. Not that a lot, but you have to keep an eye out. Any new lumps, check closely. Make sure it's not a tick, because beagles do get their lumps and bumps and whatever. So don't mistake a tick for one of those lumps and bumps. Number 3, monitor your dog's health. Regularly check your dog's stool for signs of parasites, such as worms. Watch for changes in your dog's behavior, appetite, or energy levels. These can be signs of parasite infestation. On this topic, I say this is called poopology. You get to learn a little bit more about the nasty stuff, but it's a necessary thing. You get to eventually identify what dog's poop that is. And right now, I'm having a terrible time with Shiloh, with diarrhea. He's gone through the medication process a few times at the vet. He's on a diet with a lot of rice that I'm boiling for him and everything, and monitoring that closely. So if you're, you know, so what you're out doing the scoop the poop, pay attention to what you're doing down there, who it came from, and see if there's any issues in it. See if there's any, if it's got a really weird something about it, talk to your vet about it. That's for sure. Seek veterinarian care if you suspect your beagle has a parasite infestation. Take them to the veterinarian for testing and treatment. The vet will likely recommend medications and other treatments to help clear up the infestation. Oh, going back to poopology, fecal testing. It's worth the money to have it done at least once a year just to make sure, especially when you got as many beagles as I do. You want to make sure that there's no parasites in their fecal. And if there is, you get it cleared up real quick. You don't want it to spread to all of them for sure. By following those steps, you can help prevent and control parasites attacks on your beagle. Keep them healthy and happy. Get some amazing toys for your beagle. Get amazing toys for your beagle. That's what it says. Beagle love toys, therefore as many as you can afford for your beagle, as this will help your beagle stay happy even when you are away. Some of the recommended toys, it says tennis balls. I don't do tennis balls. My guys rip the covers off of them in a matter of minutes, you know. So, there, you know, some of the better ones like Kong and like that are $3 or $4 each, if not more. And even Kong tennis balls, they rip the covers off. The chuck-it balls my guys love. Oh, man, they'll battle over them. It's crazy. It really is, but it's a lot of fun. Puzzle games, chew toys, get good chew toys. Don't get the cheapy ones that they tear up. You don't want to get toys that they might ingest and clog them up and cost you a small fortune getting them unclogged and like that. Large rope dog toys, I don't like the rope dog toys that much. I had a beagle that would chew it up and swallow it, and it caused him different, caused some issues with that. So anyhow, number 13, supply clean water for your beagle. You would think this has got duh, but you know, clean water is necessary for your beagle as it will help your beagle stay hydrated all day long. Make sure your beagle water is not close to any window or doors that are always open to people or visitors. Always make sure you regularly change the water for your beagle, if possible, on a daily basis. I got those automatic dishes that fill up, you know, it's got the big jug on top and everything. Keep an eye on those, too. You got to clean those out, especially when there's a lot of sunshine and like that. They'll develop algae and so forth on the inside of it. I use the Mr. Clean Magic eraser or whatever. Man, it does a fantastic job. But you got to clean real good. I mean, you're changing the water anyhow. Take them another minute or two and clean it real well. I mean, you see some of the stuff you get out of there, even if you clean it well, you don't want to drink that yourself, you know, so you sure don't want your dog to drink it. So clean those dishes real well, both the tops and bottoms and everything and like that. So socialize your beagle. Your beagle is a social animal because they're originally bred in groups. This means you need your dog to communicate with other dogs as well as with other people. It says take your beagle to a dog park or a public park so you can play with other dogs and meet with other people. I'm not a fan of dog parks. I love people, but there's some people you just want to kick in the knees. They don't monitor their dogs. They think their dogs do nothing wrong, and they're big bullies and things like that. And, so I don't want to tolerate it. I do socialize my dogs, when we walk around the neighborhood and interact with the neighborhood dogs and other people out on walks and like that. But I don't go to dog parks. Socializing your beagle as early as possible is a key to having a well-mannered dog. Beagle-proof your home. Keep your home safe for your beagle is also as important as taking care of your beagle. Beagles are hunting dogs and can be driven by their hunting instincts to go outside after a hare or a shrew or something on that line, and can easily get lost. Lord knows, I don't know how many times This year alone with Winston, gotta love him, gotta want to kill him. He's an escape artist. He's a tunneler. And I know at least eight times this year I've been out chasing after him. A few times with Josie. Pearl is a follower. She doesn't escape. She goes with one of the other ones and then gets out and like, what am I doing? But, you know, running through the melting snow and ice and whatever, or the woods, and ending up in people's backyards saying, please don't shoot me, I'm looking for my dog. And like that. So anyhow, get a good tracking system. I'm going to try those Apple AirTags and see how that works on my escape artist and everything. Keep your dog's tags on their collar. On my dog's tags, I have the dog's name on one side. On the other side, I got my name and my phone number. The home, again, or home, whatever, the people that do the chipping, don't recommend that because of, you know, bad things and stuff like that or whatever. Well, I've gotten my dog back several times from people called and say, hey, I got Winston in my car. Would you like him back? And, you know, so I've had some pretty good luck with that. Have him microchipped. Keep that microchip up to date. I got a dog from the Matsu Animal Shelter here a year or so ago, and it was chipped, but it wasn't registered. So what good was it? They spent the money to have them chipped and then didn't do anything with it. Wash your beagle's bed. We already covered a lot of this here. Keep your beagle area clean, but my dogs don't just sleep in their beds. They sleep on my couch, on my rugs, and in my chairs and my bed and stuff like that. So keep everything clean. You know, wash it regularly, vacuum, you know, and all that kind of good stuff. You know, and, you know, just good housekeeping. In conclusion, if you apply everything written down here to your beagle, be sure to have a healthy and happy beagle that can live for about 14 years or more. Yeah, you know, nothing like a good long life and having a senior beagle. Senior beagles are the best, that's for sure. Here's something special, something I found and posted on our Facebook page and got a request to read it here. I hope it do it justice. The author is unknown. But I tell you what, man, this really comes from the heart. So I'm going to do my best here. Let's give it a try. It's called When I Am Old. When I am old, I will wear soft gray sweatshirts and a bandana over my silver hair, and I will spend my Social Security check on my dogs. I will sit in my house on my well-worn chair and listen to my dogs breathing. I will sneak out in the middle of a warm summer night and take my dogs for a run, if my own old bones will allow. When people come to call, I will smile and nod as I show them my dogs and talk to them and about them, the ones so beloved of the past and the ones so beloved of today. I will still work hard cleaning after them, mopping and feeding them, and whispering their names in a soft, loving way. I will wear the gleaming sweat on my throat like a jewel, and I will be an embarrassment to all, especially my family, who have not yet found the peace in loving being free to have dogs as your best friends. These friends who always wait at any hour for your footfall and eagerly jump to their feet out of a sound sleep to greet you as you are a god, with warm eyes full of adoring love and hope that you always stay. I'll hug their big strong necks, I'll kiss their dear sweet heads, and whisper in their very special company, I'll look in the mirror and see I am getting old, and this is the kind of person I am and have always been. Loving dogs is easy, they are part of me. Please accept me for who I am. My dogs appreciate my presence in their lives. They love my presence in their lives. When I am old, this will be important to me. You will understand when you are old if you have dogs to love too. I hope I did a good job at that. Man, I tell you what, the first time I read that, I says, wow, that really hits home. It's time for Beagle Spotlight. We talked about Sammy a couple weeks ago in episode 35. Well, Sammy was adopted last week by a wonderful family here in the Matsu Borough. Here's a repeat of Sammy's shout out. Sammy, a Beagle mix, came to Alaska Beagle Ranch last week. Her humans loved her so much that they reached out to ABR hoping to find her a forever loving home. They're having medical issues themselves and can barely take care of Sammy's basic needs. Sammy's recent humans had got her from a woman rehoming her. They had got him about 2.5 years ago. They believed it was the son's dog, and when he left, she became the mom's dog. Sammy got to see ABR's vet last week and checked out perfectly. Her shots are up to date, and she got chipped. Sammy is going to be someone's perfect dog. She is sweet and gentle. She needs some basic training and pulls on the lead. She's a good lap dog, but is a bit of a bed hog. Shout out to Catherine and Doyle, Sammy's new humans. I've been seeing pictures posted on their Facebook giving updates. Sammy looks very happy. She's very lucky to have you guys and her beautiful new home. Sammy's previous humans have been in touch with Catherine, giving tips and insight to Sammy's dogality. Personality. Yep, that's fantastic. They're getting along just great. Hey, you guys want to support my podcast? You can do so on PayPal, Beagle Ranch 907. Remember, your next forever pooch can be at your local shelter or rescue. Adopting an animal from a shelter or rescue organization not only saves that one animal's life, but it also saves the life of another animal who can now take the empty spot you've opened. Also, most of the people you'll see working at the shelter are volunteers, and the ones at the rescue, chances are, they're all volunteers. The Alaska Beagle Ranch is a nonprofit, and we depend on donations to help us with our mission. What is our mission? Our mission and our goal are for every beagle, especially in Alaska, has a happy home. For our beagles to be happy, they need to be healthy. We only adopt healthy beagles, so we need your help in paying medical bills to get or keep them healthy so they can find their forever home. Beagles that can't be adopted become resident beagles at ABR. The medical, food, and upkeep can be costly. We know that the economy isn't as good as we would like for it to be. Just a few dollars add up and goes a long, long way. Go to our Facebook page of Alaska Beagle Ranch, and you can find out how you can donate through PayPal or Amazon. Thank you for listening to Alaska Beagle Ranch. This podcast is a little bit longer than it normally is, but I hadn't done one for a couple weeks, so I had to throw in a lot of stuff. If you know someone who is looking to get a beagle, please share our podcast with them. All the episodes will tell you what you need to know about beagles. If you have any questions about beagles, and if they are right for you, email me at akbeagleranch@gmail.com or call us at 907-202-4226. You can follow us on Facebook at Alaska Beagle Ranch or on Twitter at Beagle_Ranch. I'm sorry, or on X. I hate that. If you would like to support the Alaska Beagle Ranch, there are links on how to on our Facebook page. Our show notes that can be found at alaskabeagleranch.buzzsprout.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and maybe give some feedback. See you next week at the Alaska Beagle Ranch.